Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Oh, hi. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, actually a special edition of the Importance of Being show. Normally the show goes on from 9 to 10 on Sunday mornings, and then this would be Steve Reed in the Coast Highway Shuffle, but he's been so gracious to let me use a little bit of his time because we have a special show or a special event that we need to talk about, and we will do that right after these couple of songs. So stick with us. This is KX93.5.
Found you there. See that smile across my face, ear to ear until I break. But you don't know. Across the fields, but do we know where the brothers stir? Fence and dirt and bread to feed, all the masses, all the greed. Who will tell the children? 60,000 chemicals fill our cups and fill our lungs. Who will cure our lonely hearts? Calling out on the shorelines. The greatest suffering of all is a lonely heart without a cause. Who will cure a lonely heart?
Okay, this is KX93.5. You are listening to a special overflow edition of The Importance of Being show, and I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. Normally do this show from 9 to 10 on Sundays, but Steve has been so generous, Steve Reed of the Coast Highway Shuffle, has been so generous to let me use a little bit of his time this morning. And so we have this special edition. So today's show features Sandra Thornton and Suzanne
Parker.
And they are doing rattlesnake avoidance training for dogs. And that's coming up, right?
Right. Good morning, Laguna.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Suzanne Parker. Doggy Rattlesnake School. So what is that about? Why?
So I run dogs on trails. I have a business called Tails on Trails, okay. And I started it 18 and a half years ago in Laguna Beach.
Okay.
And because of running on trails with dogs, I have seen hundreds of snakes per year out on the trails, which obviously is one of my greatest threats besides coyotes.
Now, are you afraid of snakes?
I am terrified of rattlesnakes, and rightfully so because of what I do and also because of my exposure rate. And I don't want any of my clients' dogs getting bit or my own personal dogs.
Right.
So I had found a wonderful trainer about 8.5 years ago that does rattlesnake avoidance training classes specifically for dogs.
Because dogs will run up to anything that they're very curious, right?
Absolutely. We depend on the fact that as soon as they're starting the rattlesnakes training, they're going to go up to the snake immediately, which is how we train them.
Oh, okay. So you take that instinct and use it to help them.
Exactly. We turn it into a negative so that they actually have a negative training against going towards it. So I'll explain to you basically the process of it.
Sure.
Very briefly. What they do is they have live rattlesnakes. There's 7 indigenous rattlesnakes to our area. And so the trainer actually captures them. He milks them in the morning, the day of the event. And then he double muzzles them. So they take medical tape and they double muzzle around the face area.
Okay, so they can't actually bite anything.
They can't bite, but they're live. They're rattling. They're nasty little boogers. And they're not little. They're big. And they're gross.
They're gross.
I hate them. But
babies.
So, and they're critical, though. They're critical.
God's creatures.
They are, but they're critical to this training. So... Basically, the first, there's 3 things that he will train the dogs to avoid or trains them to make sure that they avoid. So there's sight,
okay.
Sound, and there's smell.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't even know they had a smell.
Well, the dogs, they have to train, they're very train sensitive. Them to that.
Right,
so
right.
The owner will walk the dog to the first set of rattlesnakes, and there's usually 3 of them in a pile,
They're
wiggling, they're squirming, they're rattling, they're doing their thing.
Yeah, they're like, get away.
Yes, and the owner has to leave the leash lax so that the dog can go up to the snake, put their nose right onto it, and the trainer is watching this right there next to him. They're fitted with an e-collar.
Okay.
And so as soon as he sees that they have the sight, sound, and smell of the rattlesnake, he immediately gives them an e-collar correction.
Oh, a zap, yep.
And the dog flies a little bit backwards, but it basically simulates that the dog has been bit by the rattlesnake in their mind.
Are the rattlesnakes like, could the dog go over and touch the rattlesnake?
Yes, mm-hmm. We encourage
it's
them if they want to, because they're naturally curious, so they're going to go over and put their nose, they typically put their nose right into the middle of the rattlesnakes, which is exactly, if they were not muzzled, you'd pass out because your dog would be bit right there.
Right, three bites. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Right.
That's all she wrote.
Exactly. And then you're $7,000 later, you know, trying to save your dog's life with antivenin.
Right. And that, it doesn't turn out well.
No. So then after he does this initial one, he'll repeat that with them. And then he takes them on to another station. We have 3 stations. And the next station is to build the smell. So he basically has wood logs.
Okay.
With the rattlesnakes inside the wood logs, which is typically where they will hide.
Right, in the wood piles or
wherever,
bushes, whatever.
Holes. So he'll recreate that. So they have to go through there to make sure that they're building on that, so they won't go near things like that, or that they know if there are rattlesnakes in there towards the wood piles, they will avoid it.
Right. And just from the smell.
The smell.
They're like, oh, that was bad.
Exactly. And then the sound, they know the sound, they'll learn the sound, and they'll also learn the sight of what they look like. So they'll actually see them before me as long as they have good sight.
Yeah.
If they don't have good sight, it's not a good thing.
Wandering around, they're can't hear, can't smell, can't see.
Yes.
Then you probably can't help them.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This is the special overflow edition of the Importance of Being show. This is normally Steve Reed's Coast Highway Shuffle, and he will be back very soon to continue doing that. But he was kind and generous to let me use this hour to talk about rattlesnake avoidance training for dogs. I have Suzanne Parker and Sandra Thornton, who has not said a word yet and hopes to get through this without saying anything. But, however, I've got a surprise for her. So, anyway, this is the Importance of Being, so, like I said, special overflow edition of the Importance of Being show. We'll be right back after this. This is KX935.
Never outgrow.
Still and go on to bed. Nobody knows what lies ahead. Life is short, to say the least. We're in the belly of the beast. Be still, wild and young. Long may your innocence reign like shells on the shore. And may your limits be unknown. And may your efforts be your own. If you ever feel you can't take it anymore, don't break character. You've got a up like the sun, labor till the work is done. Be still, one day you'll leave. Fearlessness on your sleeve. When you come back, tell me, what did you see?
What did you see?
Was there something out there for me? Overchain, overplay.
All righty. This is KX93.5. You are listening to the to an overflow edition of the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. And normally I do my show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And we feature live unscripted conversations with people making a difference. Steve Reed is out this weekend, and so he offered to let me use a little bit of his time. And so I graciously accepted his generous offer. And I am now talking with Suzanne Parker and Sandra Thornton, who has not actually said a word yet, about rattlesnake avoidance training for dogs that's coming up really soon, next week, mm-hmm. in fact. But I guess before we get into the where and when of it, why is it important?
Well, because of the drought, first of all, and also the recent fires that we've had, there's been a higher number of rattlesnakes coming into our suburban areas. And okay. a lot, it's the highest number of dogs that have been bitten has been in this past year in our area.
Really? And so I guess then so it's not so much about whether you're taking your dog out on the trail, but a snake could come into your yard and
Absolutely.
And your dog will go investigate.
Mm-hmm. And that happens quite a bit. And you probably have seen on the news quite recently, there's been lots of dogs that have been bit in their own backyards. Dogs will, or rattlesnakes will come into areas that are being watered because they don't have water out in our natural area right now.
Right.
And they also will go in, this is very important for people to know that have pools, they will go into pools, they do swim, and they want to get water. So they'll be in and around pools.
Okay. Wow.
And then also there was a owner that was pulling in his trash cans a couple weeks ago in the early evening, and he just pulled it in. And when he pulled the trash can back, he got bit in the leg by a rattlesnake. So they are in our area.
So they're active and they're kind of been pushed into closer into the neighborhoods than they would normally go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so there's going to be more interface and more interaction.
Absolutely. And if you train your dog can be your first line of defense, is what we do is we're trying to train them to show you what their alerts are. So every dog will have an alert. Every dog has a different alert. Mm. My dog, I had a 12-year-old Rottweiler. Mm. His alert was to actually crisscross in front of me, zigzag in front of me until I stopped. And that was what his alert was. If I didn't stop, he would jump up backwards at me to say, hey, lady, you're going to get bit. You keep walking. And if I didn't listen to him, he'd take off back to the car.
I told you. I'm not responsible anymore.
Right. He told me enough times. So every dog has their own little alert. Some of them will actually throw you under the bus. They'll go behind you and let you walk.
That's your alert. Yeah, right. You go first.
You go ahead. You have to watch. You have to watch for their signs. But this is what this training does is it shows
you
what your signs are.
It's not just a training of teaching them to avoid the snake so that they don't get bit and you don't end up with a $7,000 vet bill. Mm-hmm. But it's actually to protect you.
Right. Absolutely.
So to let your dog help in protecting you from rattlesnakes.
Absolutely. And I've actually seen that and heard stories from people that do these trainings on a regular basis. They'll tell me, oh, my daughter was out walking on the trails and my dog stopped her. And they later found out they looked over on the side and sure enough, there was a rattlesnake up ahead. Huh. But the dog will let people know typically at least 20 feet ahead of where the snake is.
Where you would have noticed them, yeah.
You would never know, but the dog will know, and the dog will alert to you. So it's making the owners in tune with what the alert is. And I suggest if people do this training, they bring their children along as well, or anybody who is going to be walking the dog.
Right, so they know what the sign is.
Right, you have to know. You know, it's right. Everyone
wow.
has different.
Okay,
ones.
So well, that's why it's important. When is it? When and what are the particulars?
So my mom will let you know that.
Rat. Drum roll. Yes, Sandra.
My first
Thornton.
Time on the radio.
You can
so
tell she's
it's
natural.
The weekend of September 29th and 30th, next weekend, and you actually have to call me. To fill a time slot, and we'll go from 8 in the morning until around 3 in the afternoon. And it will be held in San Juan Capistrano at a trailhead. That information will be given to you.
Once you're assigned a slot. Yeah.
And it's $125 per dog. And my telephone number is 949-463-1904.
Okay, one more time.
949-463-1904 to register.
Okay.
And Suzanne has a Facebook page, and I'll let her tell you the particulars on the Facebook page.
Because chances are...
so that you can see, she actually has an interactive...
Video. Several videos on there. I have pictures of past rattlesnake avoidance training so that you can look at it. And also, when you're calling my mom, you will be signing up for your own private 30-minute time slot. That's approximately how long it takes to train your dog.
Okay. That's not too bad.
It's not bad. And it's private. Like I said, they literally will focus on you and your dog. Uh-huh. And if it takes longer, then they'll go over longer. Or if it's a shorter amount of time, then it's
you're on your way. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Right.
And I think one of the amazing things is our trainer, if you take your dog hunting, that you need to notify me at that time because he has special training for your dog if it's a hunting dog.
Oh, okay. So their behavior patterns are a little bit different.
Because once you shoot your kill, you want to make sure that they do not get the kill if there's a rattlesnake.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
he will train your dog to leave it alone. Both of them alone.
Discretion. Yeah. Huh. Wow.
So he's amazing. Rusty and Mary do a great job. Hi, you guys. I hope you're listening. And and the boys and the girls, all the kids. But it's a family affair, and they make sure your dog has received an A in the sight, sound, and smell. All three of the categories.
Okay.
They are amazing.
And that's critical not only for people who walk their dogs out on the trails, but rattlesnakes do come into people's yards, and they will bite your dog or you,
right.
given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. There also, I was at Top of the World School about 4 weeks ago. And I was just walking on the grass area, and I just happened to look over to the left of me, and there were two rattlesnakes laying stretched out in the grass on the field where kids would be playing.
The proverbial snake in the grass.
Exactly. That was exactly what it was. Exactly.
Okay. So one more time with the particulars, and then I think we'll that'll be it.
Well, it's next weekend on the 29th and 30th, so call for a time slot, and it's between 8 and 3 o'clock in San Juan Capistrano, and $125 per dog. But also, the other thing I wanted to let you know is at one of the vet offices, they had a dog that they lost. The dog was bitten at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So there's no set time as far as if it's 70 degrees out. All year long, there's snakes. So people seem to think they go into hibernation. That's only if it's 60 degrees or lower.
Oh, okay.
So there's no set time and
no
time during the day.
No snake-free zone.
Exactly.
That we know of.
Exactly. Right. Well, also, snakes are nocturnal, so they hunt at night, and they hunt in the early mornings when people think it's safe to go for walks. But that's when they're hunting, so you want to avoid that time.
Okay. So. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I think it's wonderful what you guys are doing, making this available and help save dogs and people from rattlesnake bites. So thanks again. Oh, why don't we give the phone number one more time? Oh, did you give the Facebook?
I didn't give that either. So it's Sandy Thornton at 949-463-1904. And then my Facebook page is OC Tales on Trails.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks so much for making this program available to the residents of Laguna Beach.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps up our special overflow edition of The Importance of Being Show. I've been your host, Ernest Hackman, and I will be back next week from 9 to 10 with another edition of The Importance of Being Show. And then soon, Steve Reed will be back at in his normal time slots for the Coast Highway Shuffle for all of you regular listeners. All right, that's it for me. Enjoy your Sunday. It's a gorgeous Sunday, although I think we're at 1 to 2 feet surf, so ankle biters. All right. This is KX93.5. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
What? to be a man, just a husband.